Penguin Presents Things I Don't Want to Know by Deborah Levy. Read by Juliet Stevenson. Chapter 1. Political Purpose. You are your life and nothing else. Jean-Paul Sartre, No Exit, 1944. That spring, when life was very hard and I was at war with my lot and simply couldn't see where there was to get to, I seemed to cry most on escalators at train stations. Going down them was fine, but there was something about standing still and being carried upwards that did it. From apparently nowhere, tears poured out of me, and by the time I got to the top and felt the wind rushing in, it took all my effort to stop myself from sobbing. It was as if the momentum of the escalator carrying me forwards and upwards was a physical expression of a conversation I was having with myself. Escalators, which in the early days of their invention were known as travelling staircases or magic stairways, had mysteriously become danger zones. I made sure I had lots to read on train journeys. This was the first time in my life I had ever been pleased to read newspaper columns about the things that happened to the journalist's lawnmower. When I wasn't absorbed in this kind of thing, which I experienced as being shot with a tranquilizer dart, the book I read most was Gabriel Garcia Marquez's short novel Of Love and Other Demons. Out of all the loved and loveless characters, dreaming and scheming in hammocks under the blue Caribbean sky, the only one that really interested me was Bernarda Cabrera, the dissolute wife of a marquis who has given up on his life and his marriage. To escape from her own life, Bernarda Cabrera is introduced to magic chocolate from Oaxaca by her slave lover and starts to live in a state of delirium. Addicted to sacks of cacao and fermented honey, she spends most of the day lying naked on her bedroom floor, enveloped in the glow of her lethal gases. By the time I got off the train and started to weep on the escalator that apparently was inviting me to read my mind, at a time in my life I preferred to read other things, I began to regard Bernarda as a role model. I knew things had to change when, one week, I found myself staring intently at a poster in my bathroom titled The Skeletal System. This featured a human skeleton with its inner organs and bones labelled in Latin, and which I constantly misread as the societal system. I made a decision. If escalators had become machines with torrid emotionality, a system that transported me to places I did not want to go, why not book a flight to somewhere I actually did want to go? 3 days later, I zipped up my brand new laptop and found myself sitting in aisle seat 22C, heading for Palma, Mallorca. As the plane took off, I realized that being stranded between the earth and the sky was a bit like being on an escalator. The man, unlucky enough to be sitting next to a weeping woman, looked like he had once been in the army and now spent his life lying on a beach. I was pleased my cheap airline buddy was a tough guy with hard, square shoulders and jagged welts of sunburn striping his thick neck, but I did not want anyone to attempt to comfort me. If anything, my tears seemed to send him into a tantric shopping coma because he called for the air hostess and ordered 2 cans of beer, a vodka and coke, an extra coke, a tube of Pringles, a scratch card, a teddy bear stuffed with mini chocolate bars, a Swiss watch on special offer, and asked the crew if the airline had one of those questionnaires to fill in where you get a free holiday if it's drawn out of the hat. The tanned military man pushed the teddy bear into my face and said, "That'll cheer you up if nothing will." As if the bear was a handkerchief with glass eyes sewn on it. When the plane landed in Palma at 11 p.m, the only taxi driver prepared to drive me up the steep mountain roads might have been blind because he had white clouds floating across both his eyes. No one in the queue wanted to admit they were anxious he would crash the car and avoided him when he pulled up at the taxi rank.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?